Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today at the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, and we're talking with the National FFA President, Luke O'Leary, who reigns from California. Luke, it's been a crazy year for you. Tell us kind of about a year in review for you.
It's hard to explain an entire year where you're constantly about every 4 days taking a flight to a new state that you've likely never been to. But that's about what this year looked like. Being able to stay in contact with students from different states that were able to show me their homes that were maybe so unfamiliar, uncomfortable even at times for me, but became a home for me for a couple days. Then to fly off to meet with people like the executives of Corteva Agriscience or Elanco or of FMC in Philadelphia, some top agricultural industry leaders that are then supporting our organization. It's pretty special to see both sides of everything that we do, more than both. It's just all the sides of what FFA is about and how we're able to support students.
How do you connect that message from the students to the stakeholders and then vice versa?
It's easier to do, I think, than we first might think when we start the role. Once you start to go from place to place, you see that, you know, our message isn't different. It just maybe is delivered in a different way, from a meeting in an executive floor of a corporate office to a high school classroom with about 15 kids. We're still talking about what we believe in, and that's the future of agriculture, leadership that we're learning in the classroom, technical skills that we're gaining, and you're able to deliver that, whether in a workshop to students through playing a crazy game where you're stacking shoes on top of each other, or you're talking with executives about what it looks like that our students are doing in the classroom to support the industry. It's the same message, just probably looks different from where you're at.
What has surprised you the most about this year in service for you?
It surprised me, honestly, just the type of independence that I've learned, I think, to be on the road, and the greater appreciation that I've gained for the different parts of our country that I've never even seen before. I was telling someone earlier how we talk all this year about how we want to inspire others, how we want to teach others, how we want to pour into FFA members. And while that is absolutely true, and I'm confident that our team was able to do that, I know that FFA members have taught us so much and poured into us with so much heart and passion that they have for our organization and just for others, just to care for other people. And I've seen that from the state of Montana to the state of Louisiana to the state of New Jersey and everywhere in between, just how much FFA members care about what we're doing and care about those that are also wearing this blue jacket.
What has been your message to those students?
Gosh, there's been a lot. One specific message that I was really proud to share with a lot of the state conventions that I visited was the power of joy, and that in this agricultural industry, things are up and down. And in the classroom, as a high school student, every day could be good or bad. And we have no guarantee that each day is going to be a good day. But if we can take the actual action of saying, no, but today, whether it's good or bad, that's a fleeting feeling, but I'm going to choose to be joyful. I'm going to choose to be grateful and generous with what I have. And that's going to give me a feeling of joy, which literally, scientifically, is good for us and good for our bodies. So that was a big message I shared with students this year, and I'm excited to share a final message this week with our team's retiring addresses.
Very good. You mentioned how it's important to have joy, but even in joy you have some difficult moments. What's been difficult about this year?
Well, with traveling so much, like I mentioned, that's an incredible experience, but it pulls you away from home, and it pulls you away from really any sort of routine that us humans are kind of designed to have, that get comfortable with. So that's been a huge challenge, and staying in contact with those people that before this year have been close supporters or mentors, and even during this year that I've gained friendships, and trying to stay in contact with those people that I care about. Our lives keep us constantly looking to what's next. And now we're at this point of our year where it's kind of exciting to say, you know, I can focus on what's right now, what's in front of me at this convention, and what's back behind me this entire year that we've spent across this country. It's a challenge, but it's also exciting to then get to this point, be able to look back and be proud of what we've done.
To relate to those FFA members, tell us about your high school FFA experience and what you did.
Well, I walked into that classroom, a 14-year-old awkward freshman, like most of us, and it was not only my first time in high school, but my first day at a public school. I went to private school, kindergarten through eighth grade, and so stepping into that agricultural classroom gave me not just this new experience, but a family that I could connect to, a home away from home that I could be a part of. Throughout those 4 years in high school, I wore this blue jacket proudly, as I had teachers just pour so much into me and my peers around me and take us in as kind of kids of their own. And still today, there are some of my closest mentors. Just this morning, I had breakfast with my two agricultural teachers who are here in Indianapolis, and being able to reflect on the times that I've spent in this jacket, now 7 years, from 14 to 21 years old, it's kind of indescribable to talk about the growth that I've had and the growth that so many other members have while wearing this blue corduroy.
What's next for you?
going back to be a normal college student, headed back to Cal Poly University in my hometown of San Luis Obispo, California. I'll be studying in the College of Agriculture, focusing on how to design experiences for people to further the story of agriculture, as well as in multiple other facets to create a better life for people.
Very good. Tell us something that would surprise us.
Well, I love musical theater and goats. Those are probably my top two passions.
I love that. Is there anything else we missed that you want to talk about?
I think we covered a good gamut of everything that we do as national officers. I'd just like to say thank you for the time, and thank you to really all those who support our organization and given me this opportunity to serve as a national officer, my teammates, as well as just given the opportunity to thousands of students across the country and millions of future FFA members to have the same experiences I've had.
Luke O'Leary serving as the National FFA President. I'm Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today.